Let's get into some Mad Libs. How about that?
All right, let's start with it. He wants Giddens, to go first.
Go ahead.
I can't believe I'm going first.
You're first.
You're first, Giddens.
Because after you eat, nobody will have anything left.
Let's start with a name.
LeBron James.
Where did that come from?
The ad he ran yesterday where he faked everyone out with retirement. Give me an adjective.
Surprising.
Verb ending in ing.
Drinking.
Plural noun.
Bottles of Hennessy.
This is going absolutely nowhere.
Food.
Why does he get all the food?
Ziti. No. Let's do croutons.
I was going to say crab lasagna. Did you have that last one?
I did.
Sport.
Oh, my God. Go on and say it. Football or soccer?
Tiddlywinks.
Okay. I hear you.
Noun.
Supreme Court.
Number.
Half of one.
One half?
Yeah. It's the same thing. Yeah,
I was going to tell him to say zero. You know why?
Why?
Looks like a donut to him.
Liquid.
Plumber.
LeBron's tears.
What is he on LeBron today about?
Adjective.
Slippery.
Verb.
Twist.
Last one, Giddens. Body part.
Oh, God.
LeBron James' forehead.
What is his love affair with King James today?
Did he win a Balloon Dior?
He won greatest fake out ever. Everybody thought he was going to announce he's retiring, and he announced that he's partnering with Hennessy.
You ready for your story, Giddens?
Yes.
It's called The Weird Substitute Teacher.
LeBron James is his substitute teacher.
Giddens' substitute teacher today was named LeBron James, and they were completely surprising. Instead of roll call, they made everyone do drinking while shouting their favorite bottle of Hennessy.
There you go.
Yep.
For math, they learned how to calculate the square root of croutons. Drink.
Giddens, can you tell me what the square root of croutons is?
Not before they're gone.
During recess, LeBron challenged the class to a tiddlywinks match, but forgot to bring a Supreme Court.
Ah.
At lunch, they ate half of one slice of pizza with LeBron's tears on top.
Mmm.
By the end of the day, everyone agreed it was the most slippery school day ever. They just hope tomorrow's teacher doesn't make them twist their LeBron James forehead. Again.
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 All right, David, let's start with you. Give me a silly name, and it can't be Giddens.
A silly name. Balloon Dior.
Adjective.
Boring. Because Balloon Dior is boring.
No, it's not.
Plural noun.
Plural noun. How about flagpoles?
Verb ending in ing.
Watering.
Food.
How about chicken fried rice?
Sounds good. I'd
eat that. Yeah, I would too.
Gross food.
Gross food? Broccoli.
Broccoli?
I love broccoli.
It's gross.
Steamed broccoli is the best.
David never learned to eat his vegetables.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He did, too.
Adjective.
Adjective. How about rocky?
Liquid.
Plumber.
Wait.
Liquid plumber.
Yeah. But you didn't say liquid plumber. You need just that. Said plumber.
Object.
Object. Plunger.
Oh, Lord. Celebrity.
Celebrity. Pele.
Probably doesn't know who that is.
That's the only soccer player he knows.
I don't know the first name. All I know is Pele.
They only call him Pele.
Well, there you go.
Animal.
Animal. How about a aardvark?
And a number. Last one.
What's her name in the WNBA? What's her number?
Brittany Griner?
Yeah. No, the one that he can't.
Angel Reese?
I have no idea. Angel Reese, what's her number? Nobody has any idea.
I'm going to shoot in the dark here, maybe five.
Put five down.
Your story's titled The Worst Restaurant Ever.
Would you go in there again?
Probably.
David went to a new restaurant called Balloon Dior, and it was a total disaster.
I would not go to Balloon Dior.
The waiter was boring, the food smelled like flagpoles, and his chair kept watering.
Ah. What are you doing in that chair?
You'll never know.
David ordered the chicken fried rice, but they brought him broccoli instead.
Mm. That's one place I'll never go. If you can't tell the difference between chicken fried rice and broccoli, you don't need to be in the food business.
It can go with it.
No. Sorry.
When David complained, the chef yelled, "That's our Rocky special."
Pele, that's what he said.
No, that's the chef.
Oh, okay.
David's drink tasted like liquid plumber, and his dessert looked like a plunger.
Mm.
There you go, Giddens. Yeah. That's all about you right there. Ordered plumber for a drink and had a plunger for dessert.
I'm not at this dinner date. This is all you.
The only good part was when the band played a song about Pele riding an aardvark.
That's an image that you just can't get out of your mind right there.
I didn't have that image in the first place.
Pele riding an aardvark.
David gave it 5 stars out of 100.
Oh, out of 100.
Out of 100. Wow. I wouldn't even give them 5. Z-ho. Z-ho.
You don't want your broccoli they gave you?
No. No. I give that to him.
He'd eat it.
Yeah, he'd eat the plunger.
I'd have it all with the bottles of Hennessy that LeBron James dished out.
He would eat it with the plunger that come with it for dessert.